Welcome to the Suzanne Show with me, Suzanne Proxa, HR and business strategist, former featured Etsy seller, plant addict, concert lover, gardener, landscaper in training, and human straight up obsessed with helping others and cheering on women. Here, we talk a little business, personal development, women's health, and a whole lot about things that matter, help people, and give them joy. Grab your coffee or your wine. Break out one of your hundreds of notebooks. Light that soy candle and let's dive in. Hello, Suzanne Show family. We have another, yes, another amazing episode for you today. I am talking with Heather Dunlap. She is a transformational coach. She helps women who have experienced sexual assault or domestic violence transform from living a life of survival to living a thriving life filled with love, joy, trust, and prosperity. Heather has authored a book that will be published in spring 2023 entitled Release, Renew, Revive, Unshackle Secret Shame, Ditch Self-Sabotage, and Rise into Your Personal Power. I could not be more excited to have Heather here today to talk about this topic. And Heather, I would love to pass it over to you to add any additional information about yourself that you would love the audience to know about you.
Suzanne, thank you so much for having me on your show. I am super excited to share this information with your listeners because I know how powerful it is to experience forgiveness because I took this path on my healing journey. You see, from age 8 to age 12, I had been molested repeatedly. And then once it stopped at age 12, it took me until I was 24 years old before I could really understand what happened to me and begin my healing journey. And when I began that healing journey, it was about figuring out how to live today and embrace life today. Because up until that moment, I was stuck in survival mode. And I was reliving the experience of what had happened to me as a child over and over and over. And I had the night terrors. And I would wake up and I would sleepwalk and I would just put on layers and layers of clothing and wonder how that even happened. And there was so much shame that I was carrying. And it was such a burden to carry that secret. And it was too much. I was breaking down. I was breaking down physically. I was breaking down emotionally because I was living in survival mode for so many years. And we're not meant to live in survival mode. It's meant to get us through what happened. And then we get to step into living a thriving life, figure out how to thrive in this new environment. And what I want to share with your listeners is the beginning of that journey for me was when I discovered forgiveness and the amazing power that it has to actually release the hold that the past has over our life today. And once we're able to do that, then we get to step into living the life of a thriving woman and experience joy and experience friendships and relationships where people actually get to know us because we no longer feel like we have to hide and keep a secret. We get to just be. And that's what I want for your listeners so much, is to step into living her thriving life.
We are so happy to have you here today to talk about this important topic. And, you know, we're really talking about how do we unshackle shame and no longer feel the need to keep these secrets and get past that whole just feeling like you're in survival mode phase, right? It's a terrible place to be. So the first question I wanted to ask you, it may seem simple to the audience, but it's actually really important. And that is, what is forgiveness?
Forgiveness is all about releasing the past. And the one thing that I want the listeners to know is that forgiveness is done for you. It's not done for anybody else. It's not about him. It's about you. You see, you get to choose when you forgive and who you forgive and how you forgive them. So when we step into forgiveness and we really embrace the feeling of it, that's when we begin to release that connection that we had to the experience of being molested, being abused, being beaten, being emotionally violated and betrayed. And through forgiveness, it's a choice that we get to make. So by making that choice, that's actually the beginning of taking back our power. And by choosing to forgive and walking through the steps and actually feeling it in our hearts, that you start to unshackle that shame and not feel like I have to carry this, because it's not your burden to carry. You did nothing wrong. And yet, when we're told we're a survivor, it keeps us connected to that experience. So we continue to relive it over and over and over. And when we go through the process of forgiving, we get to release that control of that experience over our current lives. And we step into living who we are today. And to go through forgiveness, there's some things I want to share with you that forgiveness is not about. Forgiveness is not for him. Forgiveness is not forgetting. And forgiveness is not something you absolutely must do in order to heal. I suggest you do it because it does open up so much. Because forgiveness is that release. And it allows you to embrace yourself. And it allows you to, when you forgive yourself, that's one of the people you need to forgive. There's three separate people. And the most important person out of all of these people is yourself. Because when you forgive yourself for carrying the shame, you forgive yourself for staying silent. You forgive yourself for beating yourself up repeatedly and asking, what could I have done different? Or what did I do to cause this to happen to me? That's when you get to release all of that and your healing journey really starts to take effect. So remember that forgiveness is not about him. It's not about anybody else. It is all about you.
Thank you for defining that for us. So who is forgiveness really for?
Forgiveness is all about the person doing the forgiving. It's not about him. It's not because we're told we should forgive. It's not because we think it's the right thing to do. It's something we get to do to give a gift to ourselves. Because when we choose to do that, we take back control of our life. We take back control of how we feel about the experience that we had and how we view it. Forgiveness actually allows us to change just a little bit how we see that event. Because if we take the power out of it, it no longer has control over us. And we get to just release it and move on with our lives. So the most important thing to remember here is that forgiveness is for the person doing the forgiving. And we get to choose who we forgive, how we forgive, when we forgive. You know, I always think of a scene from the show Sex and the City, which was popular in the 90s. And there's a scene where Carrie, the lead character, is begging her fiance to forgive her. And she's crying and screaming, you have to forgive me. You have to forgive me. You have to forgive me. Because what she had done was she had cheated on the relationship with a former flame, and she cheated on her fiance, and he was pissed about it. And she's begging him, you have to forgive me, crying, begging, pulling on his shirt, please, please, you have to forgive me. Here's the thing. the one doing the forgiving gets to choose when to forgive. So if someone is saying to you, you have to forgive, they're asking you to do that for them. And you get to choose to do it when it's ready and right for you. It's not about them. It's not about the person who is begging you for their forgiveness. And it's not about you withholding forgiveness to have something to hold over them, to have control over them, to have revenge in that moment. Or, you know, this is your payback for what you did to me. I'm not going to forgive you. That's not what forgiveness is about. Forgiveness is so that you get to give a gift to yourself. And you get to release the stress and the tension and that feeling of wanting revenge. Because you get to move on from it once you truly forgive within your heart and you forgive all of the people around it. And there's three people to forgive. And once you forgive all of those people or groups of people, you just feel so much lighter and you can move on and start to live life again because you've released it and let it go.
And what do you feel the benefits are of forgiving?
Oh my gosh, there's so many benefits. And the absolute number one benefit is that you get to take back control. You get to release that stranglehold that that event has over you. It stops dictating every decision you make. Because when you forgive, when you truly forgive, it's the letting go and it's the release of it, of the past and the power that that event had over you. So the absolute number one thing, the number one benefit is that you get to stop living in the past and you get to start living today in the current moment. And when you do that, your life begins to open up for you. So when you choose to forgive, you're taking back control and you're starting to say, yes, I matter. I am important and I get to decide what I do from this moment forward because I'm no longer shackled to the past and I don't have to carry shame for something that was done to me, something that I did not ask for, something that I did not choose. I get to choose from this moment forward how I live my life because I'm taking the power out of that event by choosing to forgive. And I choose to forgive multiple people. And I choose to forgive them because it's my choice. And it's not because somebody told me to. It's not because I think I should. It's because you get to choose you. And there's so much power in choosing you, and forgiveness is going to open all that up for you.
I think that is really important what you just shared. How do you go about forgiving someone who has hurt you really deeply, emotionally or physically?
You know, Suzanne, I get the thought of I don't want to forgive because I was hurt so bad. I was hurt so deeply. He did all these things to me physically, emotionally, and he stripped my ability to live my life by what he did in that moment or those repeated moments. And the most important thing here is that we can start small. So we get to choose a forgiveness path that works for us, each as an individual. So the listener may say, oh my gosh, I can't forgive him. He doesn't deserve it. And here's what I want you to know. He doesn't deserve it. You do. So if your ultimate goal is to release the past and to be able to forgive the offender, the witnesses, and yourself, and you say, oh my gosh, it's way too big. I can't, it feels too heavy and hard. I can't do that. Start small. Start with small things. So one of the things that I started out, because I also felt that too, I felt like, oh my gosh, you know, I want to get to the point where I have forgiven everybody involved. And I don't, oh my gosh, it feels too big at this moment. And it feels like that because it's something that we're not used to doing. So what we want to do is start small and work up to the big thing. So start small by, you know, one of the things I looked at was I would drive down the road and the road was like busy crazy. And, you know, someone would be cut you off because they wanted to make a turn. And I would get angry at them. And I said, okay, I'm becoming a forgiving person. Would a forgiving person be angry? So I said, no, I'm going to take this moment to forgive. I'm going to take this moment to forgive the person who cut me off. Because who knows why they cut me off? I don't care why they cut me off. There's the fact that they did it. I'm going to forgive them for doing that. And secondly, I'm going to forgive myself for getting angry about them cutting me off. And then I move on to the next thing. So then as things become bigger and bigger, we work up to the ultimate goal we have of forgiving everything around that sexual abuse experience, everything around that domestic violence. And we forgive bits and pieces along the way. So I would start with, I forgive myself for carrying the shame for so long and go through the process of forgiving myself for that. I forgive myself for keeping the secret and not asking for help. And I can share with you that how you forgive someone who hurt you deeply is all dependent upon you. So start where you think there's an entry point for you to get to forgiveness, meaning start where you think it's going to be easier and start making it a practice in forgiving other things. You know, like, oh my gosh, you know, I got angry at myself for not getting up on time and getting out the door. And now I'm, you know, going to be 15 minutes late for work. Forgive yourself for being late for work. Forgive your manager for calling you out on it. Forgive the people who were along the road that didn't allow you to speed to get there. Like, find small things and build upon that. Because just like with any habit, it becomes a practice. And one of the things when I'm asked this question is, how do you forgive someone who's hurt you deeply, emotionally, or physically? I always remember the quote from Muhammad Ali. Now, we all know Muhammad Ali. He was the greatest, right? He would float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. And one of the things, one of his quotes that I love so much is the quote, I hated every minute of training, but I said, don't quit. Suffer now and live the rest of your life as a champion. Now, I relate this to forgiveness because here's what I say. Forgiveness is not easy. You're going to have challenging moments. You're going to have moments where you say, they don't deserve it. Or I don't deserve it, or it's too hard, or it hurts too much emotionally to do this. Feel the pain in that moment, knowing that by going through the process of forgiving right now and having that emotional experience, it's going to free you from the past for the rest of your life. So if you're anything like I was, from age 12 to 24, I carried so much anger and I had such a difficult time in relationships, with friendships. I had challenges at work because I would go to anger or I was carrying all these beliefs about being in survival mode that I couldn't trust anyone, that I wasn't safe no matter where I went. And I carried that and carried that. And it wasn't until I began the process of forgiveness and said, you know what? I'm willing to take the time right now to feel into this emotionally so that I can release it because I'm tired of living like this. And I know there's got to be something better on the other side of it. So when you're in that moment of forgiving this process and everybody involved around it, and it feels hard and it feels like you want to stop and give up, remember what's on the other side of releasing the past through the process of forgiveness. It opens up and you feel so much lighter and you can start to actually feel worthy again, to feel like you're enough just as you are. And imagine that you begin to feel safe in your life, in your body, when you step out of your home or even in your home, that you get to feel safe and have moments where you don't even think about it anymore because you just feel that safe. So I want you to consider that. Remember, it's not easy. What's on the other side of it is so worth it.
That is really valuable information. What is not forgiveness?
Forgiveness is not just saying the words. Right? So many times, especially when we were children, we were told, say you're sorry, because we did something that, you know, the authority figures in our life didn't like. So we said we're sorry and we moved on. And there wasn't really any feeling behind that. So forgiveness is not about just saying the words, saying, I forgive you for what you did to me and walking on, or saying, you know, I accept what you did to me. It's not at all about that. Forgiveness is not about saying, I accept it. Forgiveness is actually standing up and saying, I know what you did to me. And I'm going to have control of my life by forgiving you. So forgiveness is not about what condoning what was done to you, because what was done is absolutely horrific. And we get to choose to forgive because we say, I'm not going to allow that one event or those repeated events from the past to continue to control my life today. And what you did to me is not okay. And forgiveness is also not about making excuses. Excuses for how we responded in that moment, how we reacted. It's not about making excuses for the group of witnesses or the people who may have known and didn't intervene. It's not about making excuses for his behavior. Because as survivors, we would get into a habit of saying to other people, oh, it's okay. He can do that to me because, you know, of the clothes I was wearing at the time. Or it's okay that, you know, he did that to me because I said something that made him angry. It's not about making excuses. And it's about recognizing that this is the time we get to stop making excuses. And instead of denying our feelings, we get to embrace our feelings and choose one of those feelings of forgiveness. Forgiveness is also not about placing blame. It's not about saying, it's all my fault, because it's not your fault. Or, I blame the people who knew it didn't ask because I needed their help. Or, I blame him. Well, yeah, we want to blame him. But the one we don't want to blame for sure is ourselves. And we don't want to blame those witnesses. This is an act that was his choice in that moment to do that. We don't get to accept responsibility for what somebody else did to us. That's their responsibility and that's on them. So forgiveness is not about making excuses, denying your feelings, or condoning what was done to you. And on the opposite side of that, forgiveness is all about you choosing you, putting yourself first, and taking responsibility for your own feelings. Because if we get to choose to be a forgiving person, we get to choose to release the past. And there's so much power in that.
All right. So what is the difference then between forgiving and forgetting?
I love that you asked this question, Suzanne. Because I think so many people tend to think that if we choose to forgive, we're forgetting what happened and we're condoning it. And that is absolutely not what is happening here. You see, forgiving is about choosing to say, I know what you did to me. And even though I know what you did to me and it was so absolutely horrendous, I'm going to take back control I choose my life. It's start living today, and I'm going to release the power of what you did to me over my current life. See, forgetting would be not going through the process of forgiving, not recognizing our feelings, not taking responsibility for how we choose to view this experience today. Forgiveness would just say, you know what, put it in a box, lock it away, throw it in the closet, and be done with it. And forgetting doesn't allow us to move on. Because here's the thing, our brain is such a memory bank. It remembers every single thing that ever happened to us. And if we think we're just going to forget about it and move on, our brain doesn't. Our subconscious knows that it happened. And what it does is it creates these beliefs that keep popping up at different points in our lives that stop us from getting the things that we want. When we choose to forgive, our brain says, okay, this is important, and I'm going to really pay attention here because I'm going to break that connection, and I'm going to break the emotional connection to that event, to that experience, to the assault, to the violence that happened. And once we choose to forgive and it breaks that connection in our brain, that old neural pathway, it becomes further and further apart so that our emotions that we used to have, when we remembered it, it becomes a memory. So we stop reliving it and we actually begin to remember it without being pulled back into the fear that we had at that moment, without being pulled back into those night terrors where we wake up with that scream just caught in the throat and we feel like we can't breathe, where we feel like everything's going to end and we feel so unsafe. And forgiveness allows us to remember what happened like it's a movie. And yet we don't have that emotional connection. And that's what I want for your listeners. That is where the power comes in of forgiveness. So don't think, I'm just going to take this and forget about it and move on and be done with it. Because here's the thing. If you think you're going to forget it and move on, you're never going to be done with it. If you truly want to be done with it, embrace forgiveness and become a forgiving person and choose to forgive everything surrounding the abuse that happened. And when you do that, that is when you get to move on with your life.
Can we forgive once and just be done with it?
Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could just say, I forgive and I'm done? And there's things in life where that will happen. When we're able to forgive once and truly feel that forgiveness and move on and it doesn't come up anymore, it's typically with things that weren't so ingrained so deeply into our belief system. So, you know, like the person who cut me off driving down the road. Yeah, I can forgive them and move on. And it's not going to bother me anymore. It all depends upon the weight we have on the thing that we're forgiving. So when it comes to the sexual assault, when it comes to the violence we experience, we may need to walk through this process a few times. And each time we do it, it just gets easier and easier because it's been ingrained so deeply. So think about it this way. I like to use like a pathway. I do a lot of hiking. And when we go hiking in the mountains, there's a path that we follow. And it's easy to follow that path because it's been walked so many times by so many people. And it's become, you know, a clear, defined path. We know exactly where to go. Well, how did that path get there? Because someone started walking over the grass and the mountains and the forest floor, and another person followed. And, you know, we continue to walk that path again and again so that the grass dies away, so that it then becomes wider and wider the more we walk on it. And it turns from loose dirt into solid dirt, and it becomes a hard, solid path to follow. So when we've been reliving the experience of the abuse for all these years after it stopped, it's like that deep ingrained pathway. in the mountains. And it's easy to follow. So our brain can go there automatically. And we come in and we forgive and we say, okay, you know what? We're going to let some of the grass grow back. The dirt is going to become softer. The grass is going to grow up. The branches are going to fill in. And we do that by repeatedly choosing forgiveness when we feel and experience that moment that it still has an emotional impact on me today. And that means we get to choose forgiveness again. And we might do it a couple of times or find different things about it that we need to forgive because something else is going to pop up. And as that happens, it's like that path that gets overgrown to the point where it can no longer be found anymore. That's what we want to do is we want to take that belief that's in our brain that says, I have to relive this over and over. And we want to use the process of forgiveness to make it so that the belief is harder and harder for our brain to make that connection so that it becomes further and further apart so that the original thoughts and emotions are no longer easily able to connect. And what starts to connect is our new thought and emotion that this is now a memory and I don't relive it. I don't have an emotional reliving of that moment anymore. I can remember it. And yet I don't get pulled back into that moment and I don't have the night terrors anymore. So by going through this process of choosing forgiveness, we get to tell our brains that part of my identity is that I'm a forgiving person and I chose to forgive for a reason. I chose to forgive because I'm important. I chose to forgive because I am not going to relive this anymore. I'm going to remember it. And I'm not going to get pulled back into that moment of having those deep emotional feelings again and again and again. I choose to remember it. So yes, we get to choose forgiveness and we may need to choose it a few times. So how will you know when you've reached it? And when you say, you know what? Forgiveness has really taken hold. It's going to be when you think about that experience or when you think about one of those moments where you are being assaulted, that you no longer feel pulled back into that moment and feel that fear and feel that inability, that helplessness, that vulnerability where you're so unsafe. You'll know forgiveness has taken hold when you think about that same moment and you say, you know what? I'm remembering it and I'm not reliving it. So choose forgiveness and continue to choose forgiveness so that you get to remember instead of reliving.
A lot of us in our minds now are probably thinking, well, what happens after we forgive then? Do we have to keep people in our lives? Like, what does that look like after we, you know, go through the process of forgiveness?
So there's a couple of things that we get to do. See, we've gone through the process of forgiveness and we've released the past. We've let go of the hold that it had over us. And now we feel like we've fully forgiven, which is an amazing place to be. And one of the things that comes up is, well, what if they do it again? Or what if I don't feel safe around them? So here's the thing. Once we've forgiven, we actually get to choose how we want that relationship to look like. So when we're talking about this, we're talking about the relationship with the offender, because in some instances, that person may still be in your life. And it may be someone that you can't avoid, right? So they're going to stay in your life. One of the things you get to do then is redefine that relationship. You get to have a conversation, if they're open to it, to redefining what it looks like to have a relationship with you. So, for example, you might say, I'm never going to be around this person, even though they're in my life. I'm not going to be around this person alone. because I feel vulnerable and I don't feel safe with them. And I have to keep them in my life because of X reasons. So you get to redefine what that relationship looks like. So maybe you say, you know what, I can talk to you over the phone, but I'm never going to be physically around you. Or if you are physically around them, there's someone else with you. You're not going to be alone with them. Or you're going to only expose yourself to them and be in that relationship for small amounts of time. So for example, you don't go spend the whole day. You might just say, you know what, I can do 15 minutes. You get to define that relationship. And here's the thing. They either can accept that or not. And then you get to make another decision. So if they do not accept that relationship, you can consider one of the other two things that you get to do. Do you keep them in your life? Or do you remove them from your life? And here's the thing, it's your choice. So if you want to keep them in your life, redefine that relationship. And if you don't want to redefine that relationship, are you willing to keep them in your life with the way they've been treating you up until this point? And if you want to remove them from your life, you get to do that too. And when I say remove them from your life, I mean just not be around them. You know, they're someone that I don't interact with anymore because I choose not to. So you get to define that for yourself because you're not going to expose yourself to a situation where you feel unsafe. There's certain times, certain moments where we may feel like we have to be in that situation and we don't feel safe. We also get to do things to help us feel a little less unsafe. So for example, if you have someone with you that you trust who will watch out for you and they are there every time you have that interaction, you get to choose that. So this isn't just about the offender. This is also about the third party, the witnesses who knew. And, you know, as part of the forgiveness process is to forgive those people as well. So when you've forgiven them, you get to decide, am I going to keep them in my life? Am I going to remove them from my life? Or am I going to redefine the relationship? And it's your choice. Here's what I want you to know. It's your choice. And you get to make these choices because you are worthy of living the life you want to live. This process is not about him. It's about unshackling the shame, feeling safe so that we no longer feel intimidated when we're around him. Because you've chosen to embrace forgiveness and you've chosen to become a forgiving person. That even if repeat offenses happen, because sometimes they will or they'll happen in a different way, we get to decide if we're going to forgive that new offense. We stop carrying the old one with us and we release that grievance. So after we forgive, we get to decide what we want our life to look like. And that desired life that we wanted so much for so long that we thought we couldn't have becomes possible. And we get to step into it because we've forgiven and released the past. And we've adjusted our relationships with the offender and with the witnesses. And most importantly, with ourselves.
That is so helpful, Heather. Thank you so much for that. So we're at the point in the show where you've given us a ton of information and a lot to work through. And I'm sure there are people that would love to get your book and talk to you. How do people reach out to you? Where do they find you?
Thank you so much for asking, Suzanne. You know, the whole reason I do this, the reason for being, is to help women who've experienced sexual assault or domestic violence to become a thriving woman. And one of the places you can get in contact with me is on Facebook, I have a group called Thriving Woman Manifesting Abundance. So come on in and join that group because it's about like-minded women. And we get to stop being alone. And I go in there live 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And I share insights and things that are coming up and how to deal with them, as well as, you know, let's move forward and let's support each other because we know what it's like to be alone. And that's not what we want. So come on into the group. It's a welcoming place. It's a place that is safe, that is going to be able to support you and love on you and just help you step into being a thriving woman. So the Facebook group again is Thriving Woman Manifesting Abundance. You can also find me on just, you know, friend me. It's Heather Dunlop. And my link is actually heather.dunlop.750. And I've also got my website out there. So you can connect with me through my website. It is thrivingwomanlife.com. And if you want to have a conversation and let's take this to the next level, so that we can begin to work together and get you on your path to get out of survival mode and step into living your thriving life, you can make an appointment through my website, thrivingwomanlife.com.
Heather, thank you so much for being on the show. I know personally, I've done a lot of work around forgiveness and trying to figure out what comes after that. And I know that I'm not alone. So I think that this episode has been absolute gold and for a lot of people, I am sure. And so on behalf of everybody listening, I want to thank you for being on the show. And I look forward to talking again soon.
Suzanne, thank you so much for having me on the show. I am truly grateful for you and the work you're doing and allowing me to speak, because I know that once we all get to realize that we're not alone, we become so much more powerful as individuals and as a group. And together we get to break the cycle of abuse. So I thank you for your time today. And I thank you for sharing this with your listeners.
I hope that you loved this episode. If you did, give me those shout outs, show me some love on iTunes, give me a rating. And hey, if you want to know where to find me, you can find me on pretty much all social media at Suzanne Proksa. That's SuzanneProksa. And you can also head over to my website, SuzanneProksa.com. Until then, I'll see you in the next episode. And here is the Parte music for you.